joined on the line by our featured guest this week, actor Alex Lyris. Alex, how are you this fine, fine evening?
I'm feeling pretty good. How are you guys doing?
All right,
that's
good.
Great.
All right.
Week one of Trump's America, and you're feeling good. That's great.
So far, so good.
I don't want to put words in your mouth, Alex, but I will ask you, though, one of the things that most of our listeners will have seen you in, I know you've done lots of stuff, but one of the high-profile things you did was you did the series on Spike called Tut, and did preparing for that role and Egyptian pharaonic despotism, did that get you ready for Donald Trump? Are you pulling now on things you learned in your deep, deep background research?
You know, I think we would have been much better off with a pharaoh.
Oh, really? Okay. Wow. Let's run with that for 2 minutes. Why do you think a pharaoh would have been better than His Highness Donald J. Trump?
Well, I mean, you know, their building projects were a lot more
interesting. Well, that's true. I didn't even think about that.
Well, if you're going to have unlimited power, you might as well be a god of some kind.
Divine.
Yes.
I think that's something that Trump, in hindsight, will regret that he didn't push earlier on in his agenda. I am divine.
I should have worked on the apotheosis more.
Oh, my God. It's quite funny. They had enemies. They had the Phoenicians and a few other tribes north and south of them.
Right.
So the pharaohs were fairly xenophobic. They were more eloquent.
And they had this whole system around them that had the afterlife and the pyramids and the deities. And they were able to do phenomenal things. I think if you were an alien landing on the planet during that period of time, that's where you went.
To this day, we do not know how they got those obelisks up.
It's impressive.
It was aliens.
As the aliens were leaving, they got some ropes.
The pyramids were just the landing beacons.
Pulled them up. But in all seriousness, you've been this talk radio, AM talk radio. Everyone talks politics here. You've been watching the TV screen the last week. What are you thinking about Trump's America as an actor here on the left coast? Do you see anything that you can form an opinion on?
I mean, it's just a really epic first week to go through this whole thing and then deny at every point or reject at every point or try to rationalize at every point what happened and how what happened.
alternate facts. Remember, we're now in the era of alternate facts.
But so we're, I don't know if you ever watched the series Fringe, but we're in the alternate reality.
Oh, wow, okay.
Man in the High Castle is another one, what would have happened if? And so we've crossed over, we've walked through the looking glass.
We're in the if world.
We have left the normal world, and now we're in the if world.
Yes.
So, you know, prior building up, we said, you know, well, let's see. You know, everyone said, let's see. I have some friends that are not idiots that voted for Trump.
Okay.
And they say, you know, let's see the first 100 days. So I'm writing them on a daily basis. Are we seeing? What are we seeing?
We're day eight. How's day eight?
I feel like I'm in Bizarro World.
Are we seeing way too much? Is it more than we can handle?
I mean, the one thing that he's not doing is nothing. I mean,
That's true.
Many people get elected and it takes weeks and weeks. I mean, it wasn't until 9/11 actually happened that we got any sense of what George W. Bush's presidency was going to be like. He started off with this kind of compassionate conservative thing that wasn't really compassionate and wasn't really very conservative.
It didn't become either one of those things after 9/11.
Well, no, but
at least
with 9/11, then he had his thing then. But so many presidents get elected and kind of fumble around for a while. That's not been Trump.
No.
Trump's come
I,
with...
I think he gave up the $400,000 salary so he could bill by the hour, because he's busy as hell.
He is a busy guy. You know who else is busy? Is you, Alex. You do a lot of stuff on stage. You've got, in addition to the films and TV you do. You've got such a great track record on the stage. And rather than going through all the other projects that you've talked about, I want you to talk about the one you're doing now, because I find it incredibly fascinating. It's a play called Plasticity, and it's about a comatose man, waking up? Is that a fair way to describe it?
Yeah, it's a hell of an elevator pitch. You know, guy in a coma. Come to the theater, folks.
Yeah. Wow, because I know oftentimes feel like I go into a coma when I go to see plays.
It worked for Awakenings, so why not?
You know, the theater is people get burned, especially in LA. People get burned in New York too, where I'm from, but more than ever, people get burned out here, where you are invited into the theater and you're just staring at your watch and they turn the air conditioning off and you're sweating. this is a little bit of a different piece. I've done four solo shows over the years, and none of them are about my life, and none of them are narratives that are kind of traditional. One play was about characters interlinked by an airport, and this play is about a guy who's emerging to consciousness after having an accident, after experiencing severe brain trauma. And I've been fascinated by the brain for a really long time, which brings us back to my total lack of interest in Trump, who is brainless.
whose brain is not interesting to you.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know what it is, but it's like something that should be dissected immediately.
It's the proximity to that hair that really
that hair.
It can't reflect a proper brain.
So how do you dramatize? I'm trying to imagine myself. I'm sitting there. I bought my popcorn. I've got my fizzy drink. I'm there. I'm excited about the play. How do you keep your audience engaged over? Is it a one act play? How long does the play run?
It's 80 minutes, and we have attempted to put the audience inside the character's head.
Okay.
So we have a scrim and a psych, and a scrim is something that you can project on and at the same time see through. So you can see images on this scrim, but I'm lit behind it. So I'm interacting with a large talking head that has been artistically kind of reformatted, and that's a doctor, and it's a neurologist.
Right. Okay.
And I'm the brother saying, is my brother going to make it? What's the weather inside him? And the neurologist responds. So I'm interacting with multiple projections. And the second that starts, people are leaning forward.
Wow.
So it's a bit of a situation where it does not feel like a solo show. There's 13 characters, and some of them are brought to life only on the screen, on the scrim. And then behind me is something called the psych, a cyclorama, C-Y-C. That's more of a movie screen. So the scrim is a little bit more of an amorphous thing, and the psych is more of a movie screen that has really, you know, high DPI, good resolution images that also tell the story. So in a way, it frees me up, and that I don't have to do exposition.
No, it sounds really interesting to me, because I actually have a close family member, that actually went through an accident, had a traumatic brain injury, suffered a coma, and came out of the coma, and now is doing really well.
But, oh, wow.
How long was the coma?
It was about a month, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
So, but she's doing quite well now.
I love it. I mean, that's beautiful, and you're blessed, because comas are usually, they're usually brief. They're usually less than a week. A month is the absolute cutoff, unless it's an extreme case. If you go 4 weeks, that will be a severe TBI, traumatic brain injury, and if you come out. If you go to week five, the insurance company is calling the hospital, being like, get him out, cut him out.
What? Pull the plug. Yeah. We're done.
The percentage goes way down after that.
We're done. Now, can you give us, Alex, the details for our listeners? Where do they go? Who do they buy tickets from? What are the details, the dates and times?
The play is, you can get tickets at plasticityplay.com. And the play runs Saturday, Sunday, and Mondays. So Mondays has actually been really good for us. And the tickets are available on plasticityplay.com. And it's going to run through March. And it is a compelling piece. I hope people take a gamble and see something that's innovative.
Sounds great.
And what is the theater?
The theater is the Hudson Guild Theater. It's on Santa Monica, a really beautiful space that's really well run. And it's a little pride of small theater in L.A. Oh. They've been around for 30 years or so, 25 years, and they deliver.
Excellent, excellent. Friends and neighbors, that's been Alex Lira, star that you will remember, of Spike TV series Tut. He's in town doing this great new play, Plasticity. Thank you so much, Alex, for being part of The Bigger Picture. We're going to take a short commercial break. We'll be back to your calls, friends and neighbors, in just 2 minutes, Tom.